producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
That are being given to these big organizations, the 501c3s, I believe many of them that are well known are scams. We're going to find out if that's true or not. We're holding them accountable. Let's see what you're doing with your money and see what maybe you ought to do with your money. We'll also pursue that, which I feel very strongly about. The government should not be funding any 501c3s. No charities, none, zero, nada. And so we'll see if this person agrees or not. Jen?
I agree with you. You know, that's my point of view, Dougie.
And that's what's important. If you agree with me, then we're miles ahead.
It doesn't happen all the time, but when it does.
Nestle has announced that for the first time it will begin selling its Callier chocolate beyond Switzerland. Callier, C-A-I-L-L-E-R.
I've actually heard of this chocolate before, so it must be pretty good. How much is it going to be? Is it going to be expensive?
200-year-old Swiss brand. It's sold in the U.S., Britain, and Germany. A lot of it is on Amazon now. They're going to sell this Callier for the first time at airport shops in Europe and in Asia. And in America, it's on track to introduce the high-end chocolate in China by the end of the year. The person who runs this division at Nestle said it's a very unique brand, very unique product. I can't tell you that I think I've ever tasted Callier.
I don't think I have either, but what's your favorite kind of chocolate? Because I know you're a sweet guy, even though you don't like to be.
Chocolate.
You like milk, so you like the really, really sweet stuff.
And I tend to gravitate. This is how silly I am about marketing. I'll go to the store and buy, and I think Meredith, my lady friend, put me onto this. She would buy the ones that looked the most expensive, feeling that, and legitimately so, if they're expensive, they ought to be better. I will tell you, in my mind, some days there's nothing better than a Three Musketeers bar.
Oh, yeah.
Costs 90 cents.
But you know what? It's funny. I mean, there's no reason to spend a lot of money on milk chocolate because milk chocolate is cut with a lot of sugar.
Stuff. Sugar.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
So it's like if you're going to spend money on chocolate, you want to spend money on dark chocolate, which is my personal favorite. Because the more, like, the deeper, the darker.
It doesn't taste good.
No,
it's
but
good
you need
for you,
less.
It doesn't taste good.
The trick is if you get it really bitter, you just get a little piece and then you're Marilla. Done. You're like settled.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, this particular brand, Callier,
wine, a
uses
dark
a lot
chocolate.
Of chocolate and nuts. Let's see here.
Is your favorite candy bar the Three Musketeers?
Say what?
Your favorite candy bar, Three Musketeers?
Yes.
I like
there are some that have caramel in them that I like.
I like
as
Snickers.
Well. Yeah, I don't like the peanuts in it. I don't want nuts.
You don't want, really?
I like nuts by themselves. I don't like them in candy bars. I have it in my bag that I came down here with yesterday when I left to come down to Pennsylvania. I put in the bag a bag of peanuts and cashews to eat as a snack on my way down. Those by themselves. I like mixing bags. I think I know. It's great. Aren't you glad to hear
no
that?
Almonds?
No. No, didn't get any almonds this time. New. All right, so anyway, $17.80 for two bars of Callier.
Oh, what a ripoff. Forget it.
Yeah.
I'm going to actually be in Zurich.
Are you?
In a couple of weeks, I'll be doing a layover there. I'll just buy you one. I'll probably be
where are you
bucks.
Going? Why are you going there?
I'm going to Prague.
Whoa, why?
I'll fill you in. I'll be calling in reports, actually, because I'm taking
really?
Equipment with me. Uh-huh. I'm going on a media trip to Prague. Castles, cathedrals, and something else.
How come I didn't get invited to go?
You know what? I'm actually going. My dad does a, if you don't know, I'm a radio brat. My dad does a food, wine, and travel show on a bunch of radio stations throughout the country and on CRN, on CRN Digital Talk Radio. And so he and his co-host were invited to go to Prague, and his co-host did not want to go.
Really?
Paul, missed opportunity, right? For a paid
trip.
So
you're going. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to know how come, but I haven't been invited. I used to get invited to all kinds of places, and not that I'm mad about being in Harrisburg.
They heard that one, that about that one time.
Really?
The incidents of 84.
Yeah, that's what it was. All right, you know GameStop?
Yeah, the game shop, yes.
Yeah, GameStop is a game shop. They're gearing up for the holidays already. They've started hiring 28,000 new employees that will go on board starting this month, a 12% increase over the 25,000 workers that they had to hire last year at Christmas time. So they're hiring now. If you're looking for a seasonal job, and there's a GameStop in the mall near you, because most of them are in malls, right?
Yeah.
So most of those GameStop. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So sure as shooting, you can. If some of you, if you have a pulse, you may want to. We got the expertise. These things require a certain amount of expertise. The younger you are, probably the better you are.
Exactly.
For a job there, wouldn't you say?
I would think so. I think if you or I walked in there, I'd be
Might not
the Pac-Man? Yeah. Where's the Pac-Man section?
Yeah.
They have Donkey Kong, Frogger.
Right. Yeah.
When somebody asks us for Mortal Kombat, we'd be like, "I'm sorry, what? are you threatening me?"
Yes. Call the police, as it were. Yeah. This is a very game changer if you're part of
this. Are you doing dishes? It sounds like
I am.
How do
you know? I'm in the lobby. For those of you who know, I'm in the lobby of the Hilton Hotel, and pretty much everything that you can imagine is going on here. I'm at the Business Evolution Conference, and we're going to meet somebody who's really very good in understanding a particular aspect of business life. Later on in this hour. In fact, in a moment, we're going to change our course. The donations, I was talking about the donations that you're giving so you can write them off at the end of the year on your taxes. Where are they going? Art Taylor, who's the president of a Wise Giving Alliance, is going to give you some expertise and some advice on just that very thing up next here on Good Day.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
I'm a pair of designer shoes so expensive, my owner had to give up half decaf skim vanilla lattes just to afford me. So you can imagine my terror when a pipe burst and the apartment started flooding. There I was, trapped in the closet, water rushing all around me. But what was I to do? I'm a 6-inch stiletto. It's not like I can run.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit Geico.com today.
I'm Bob DiRigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. A growing number of people are getting slapped these days in an effort to keep them from talking. They're not getting slapped in the face, though. They're getting slapped with a lawsuit. There's a new kind of lawsuit called a SLAP. It stands for Strategic Lawsuits Against Public Participation, and they're a new threat to free speech. SLAP lawsuits have been filed against large companies and average consumers, so no one is immune. The purpose is to intimidate and silence critics through costly litigation. Here are some examples. A company might be sued by a former employee who did something wrong and wants to keep the employer from giving an honest reference. Or a guest of a restaurant might be served with a SLAP lawsuit after giving a negative review online. The common theme is that the lawsuits are being used to bully people from using the right to free speech. Let's be fair. This has become such a serious issue that a diverse group of law professors from across the United States is calling for reforms to end SLAP lawsuits. Find out more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I have Art Taylor with us, who's president and CEO of BBB Wise Giving Alliance. They are calling for all charities to be completely transparent by disclosing all requested information to his organization so that you can avoid scams. There are lots of them. Art, I don't know if anybody briefed you on my feelings regarding, well, there are two strong feelings I have about charities and giving. One of them is that the government shouldn't be taking any money through taxes to support any charities. And the second is that many of the most popular charities, the Red Cross included, are not transparent at all. They use money for things that they are not that they're not supposed to use the money, but they don't use the money for the money for the reasons you give the money. They had so much money, I think, during Katrina, they didn't know what to do with it. So they used some of the other money. They bank it. They invest it. I have long been someone who warned people not to use the Red Cross, but you probably have others in that in a group that you're concerned about. Why do you think Americans give as much as they do? What is there about our psyche that makes us want to help?
Well, you know, they're probably. Good morning, Doug. They're probably four main reasons that I've chronicled why people give money. First of all, you know, we're religious people, and our religion in many cases drives us to give. In fact, most of the money donated goes to one type of religious institution or another.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, we give because we think we're going to get something in return. I call that quid pro quo giving.
Mm-hmm.
Thirdly, some of us give because we're just humanitarian. It's not connected to religion, but we think when there's a disaster and we see people hurting, that we should reach out and try to do something for them.
Right. Yep.
And okay, lastly, so, we give because it feels good.
How do we know that we're giving to somebody that's trustworthy? A friend of mine has a website called scamicide.com, which is really very good at looking at some of this, and I'm guessing that your website, which is give.org, is also pretty good at warning people about some of these scam sites.
Right. Well, one of the first things is we publish a list of some 380 or so charities that have refused to provide us with basic information we would need to do a review.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's a big red flag. In fact, if you go to our website, you'll see a big red exclamation point next to those organizations warning people against supporting them because they wouldn't even give us the information we need to do a review. So I would start with that. But outside of that, it's very difficult for people to know which charities are trustworthy, because usually it takes quite an analysis of an organization's operations to really know what's going on. And the average person doesn't spend the requisite time, nor do they have the requisite understanding of how to go about doing that. And so they tend to fall back on basic things like, how much of my money goes to the program? Well, we've seen in our work that very few charities actually have problems with how much money goes to program, but they have many, many more problems in other areas that are important in terms of their trustworthiness.
All right, give us, we have about 60 seconds here. Give us examples of that.
People to know, and usually you need some type of third-party validation to know.
Yeah, well, give us, we've got a few seconds left. Give us some examples of that, will you?
Well, first of all, how are they governed? Do they have volunteers who are overseeing the operations of the organization? Are they approving the organization's budget? Are they evaluating the performance of the paid staff? Are they making sure that the organization's finances are being used appropriately? Does the organization have an audit? Is it free of conflicts of interest? So these are things that only people who are sort of, you know, expert in analyzing an organization would actually know.
Hmm. All right. Well, let's send people again to your website, give.org. This is a place for you to make sure that you're protecting what it is that you want to give. We understand you want to give, but be smart about how you give. All right, Taylor, thank you for being here from the Wise Giving Alliance, and good day. 21 after the hour. We'll be right back.
County spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold Fish Oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Start with Glass Tiger and Don't Forget Me When I'm Gone. What do you remember about this, Jen?
Not much, Dougie. Kind of thinking this might be the first time I'm hearing it.
I've heard this before. Yeah, it's not a bad song. It's forgettable, but it's not a bad song. All right, number four this week in 1986 belongs to the group Run DMC and Aerosmith together. Walk This Way, it's called. Crank it up, Kara. Wow, what a piece of junk.
No, this is, now this is good.
All right. Junk. My,
not quite your thing. That tickling your fancy.
My thing. All right, number three this week in 1986, Lionel Richie's Dancing on the Ceiling. This is a typical pop hit for him, I think. So this one you can give some fresh air to, Kara. What a feeling as we dance on the ceiling. That sounds like an excerpt from, ever see the Fred Astaire movie where he's dancing on the wall
on
the ceiling?
That's very memorable, yes.
What was that? What was the movie called, though? Do you remember?
Was it Singing in the Rain, Dancing?
No. Was it?
I don't know.
That's Gene Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Likely do the same sort of thing.
Maybe,
frankly,
I'm thinking of them.
That era. Yeah, it could be. All right, so that's number three, Lionel Richie. Number two, this position belongs to Gloria Loring and Carl Anderson this week in 1986.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, big hair. This is big hair music, right?
Big hair music.
I give it more time for the number one song from this week in 1986, Huey Lewis. It's a great song. I am so stuck with you. Crank it up, Kara. Number one this week, 1986, on Good Day. I'm going to play Jock once in a while for my former life.
Go back. Back in time. In the Wayback Machine.
Yeah, they're Wayback Time Machine. The moldy, oldy, goody, goldy, from our rusty rack of Ringer Records. We're playing the Matters That Matter here on the Good Day Program. All right, enough of that.
You still got it.
I still got it. What do I do with it?
I don't know what you do. I know. I don't know how you do anything with it, but you got it.
You see the pictures of Katy Perry on stage with that woman, not a woman, it was a girl, she invited somebody from the audience to come up and just spend some time on stage with her.
She got groped, didn't she?
Oh, my God. More than groped, she was being kissed.
Wow.
And the woman was, this looked like a 19, 20-year-old young woman who was just
wearing ears.
Inappropriate. Yeah, she looked like she had on a bra and panties.
Yeah, she's wearing, I'm watching it right now, she's wearing like panties and a girdle, and she has on like some ears.
Yeah.
And her bra has on like some smiley faces, and oh my gosh, she's just all,
ridiculous. But that's what happened. I was thinking the other night when we were at the Madonna concert, how exposed she was as she danced up and down. You know, there was a big platform out in the middle of the audience, and she was touching everybody and talking to everybody. Now, that's got to be, if you've got a crazy person around, a little dangerous. 28 after the hour.
A little high, too.
Here on Good Day.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes, and money can be in your account in as little as one business day. And unlike peer lending sites, there are no costly origination fees for unsecured loans or waiting up to a week for the funds. So if you need a small or substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2727 to check out. That's www.avant.com, promo code 2727. Loans are made by web bank and affiliates of Avant Inc. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Avant California loans are made under Finance Lenders License 603K124. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here. For some time now, I've been offering tips about how to deal with the IRS if you've fallen behind on your taxes, telling you to call Optima Tax Relief because they're the best trained, most trustworthy, blah, blah, and blah. But now the message is so familiar, you may not be listening. Oh, it's him again. Well, here's the important message. Call Optima Tax Relief. They can help you resolve your IRS issues. The government, you know, can garnish your wages, they can levy your bank account, even take your home or business. To be fair, the IRS also has a new program called the Fresh Start Initiative to help you with that debt. So we've given you clever slogans, don't mess with the IRS. They'd rather settle for less than bother you more. Now the clever thing for you to do is call Optima Tax Relief. Now for your free consultation.
Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
On the Good Day program, 33 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Andrew Hewitt is going to join Jennifer Horn and I in a few minutes. He's got a very interesting overview. He's here at this Business Evolution conference that I'm at, Jennifer, in Harrisburg. I'm in the hotel lobby of the Hilton Hotel in Harrisburg. And there are hundreds of people who are here to benefit their businesses. And so this fellow represents a company called Game Changers. And he profiles people who are
changing timers. The game.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah.
What a stretch.
I was trying to come
up
with
something. I could be here
creative.
To help.
Leave it to you. Yeah, right, exactly. And you remind me of Meredith when it comes to that. Meredith, the lady in my life, she always can summarize what I've said in 5 minutes in five words. And it's always very, very it's challenging.
It's tough to be surrounded by some smart aleck.
Speaking of that, the question was asked of some people. This sort of reminds me of a Family Feud show. The audience was asked to come up with a word that describes Donald Trump and then come up with a word that describes Carly Fiorina.
Okay.
So some of the words that came from the audience, this was 100 people were asked in a word, tell us what you think about the candidates. And I believe all the candidates were in, but the ones that are most impressive, obviously, are these two, because they have the same political philosophy. They're addressing the same political problems. They're working the street on the same side, it would seem, at least in terms of philosophy. But they aren't alike at all in terms of personality, as these following words reflect. Donald Trump, idiot.
Jerk. No.
Stupid.
No.
Dumb.
No.
Arrogant.
Come on.
Crazy.
Never.
Nuts.
No.
Buffoon.
No.
Comical. Jokester. Clown. Unfavorable. Dislike. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
See, that's now, when good. You said those two words, I played, and I came up with the first thing that popped into my head when you said Donald Trump was success.
Yep.
And then when you said Carly Fiorina, I thought strong.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
those two we can add to this list. The in this poll, Carly Fiorina was thought of by these same 100 people in the following way. These are some of the words. One word, they asked the crowd to give one word that they would use to describe these candidates. And by the way, they did it for all of the candidates, Christie and Bobby Jindal and Lindsey Graham, among them, Marco Rubio, Ben Carson, the usual suspects. So, but the most interesting ones were Carly Fiorina and Donald Trump. Now, whether I think that because I like them remains to be seen. So, Carly Fiorina, words, smart, intelligent, knowledgeable, dishonest, untrustworthy, liar, strong, tough, favorable, like, evil, cold. You're joking.
But she is evil.
She's not evil, cold. But she is cold. I think she's cold. Don't you think she's cold?
I met her. She was a little bit cold. But she's cold. I mean, she's very smart. You have to be. I think women, it's tougher because when you're strong, people think you're cold automatically just because you're strong. No one would say that about a man. When do you ever get a description of cold from a man? Not often.
No, but you don't. Yeah, exactly. We use a different set of standards to judge
women. We do.
There's no question about it.
Different
That's
set
what's
of
so
adjectives.
Annoys me about all of them. By the way, anyway, Trump still leads in the pack. Fiorina is now in second place. I think Carson has moved up. Look at all the money he's come up with.
$20 million, by the way, since that comment about the Muslim, or actually in the last couple months.
Yeah. The first Tesla Model X, yesterday we were talking about this new super SUV on the market. I think I said 123,000. I think I got my numbers transposed to $132,000.
Wow.
For the new Tesla SUV. That'll be, there's a story and a half there, for sure. Did you see the story about the wedding guests? I think we had the story at DougStephan.com, if I'm not mistaken. The wedding guests who were asked to pay, they didn't show up for the wedding.
Yeah, and they got a bill?
Yeah. Would you do that?
No, that is so tacky. First of all, you're already, it's so bad. You're already dropping, like, a ton of cash, right? For your wedding. So someone doesn't show, stuff happens. Come on.
Big deal.
Come on.
Give it a life. Speaking of life and perhaps death, Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon has blocked the execution this week of Richard Glossop. The Supreme Court cleared the way for his death, but the problem is they don't have the right juice in the drug cocktail to put him out so they can put him down. This is so nuts. We keep hearing these stories. This is another reason there ought not to be a death penalty. This is so stupid. These people become heroes, folk heroes. So she doesn't have the power. Apparently last November, this guy was supposed to be put, he'd been on death row for 18, 19 years, and the Supreme Court says you can't execute these people using these drugs, but yet there's some states that are using them still. Somebody that killed a man in 1997, convicted of hiring another man to do another killing. This is a pretty messy situation, but it's taken, what was it, the other person, that lady was put to death this week?
She'd
been on death row from 1998 on.
And I love how they made it, the first woman put to death on death row. You know, come on. If she's a criminal, she's a criminal. Right. Whether you're a she or a he.
Whether she's a, exactly. Right. That's the question that we all wrestle with. It's back to the same old thing, sexism, no matter what. Whether you're on death row, there's sexism. How about them apples? We need a game changer for that, right?
A game changer.
All right, Jennifer and I will meet Andrew Hewitt in a moment and see if you're in business, how we might change the game for you here on Good Day. Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used Genucel and gotten the results that you wanted to. Genucel gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used Genucel the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Get it now free with an order of Genucel at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Stephan. You get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried one-hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-300-8410 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-300-8410. 800-300-8410.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so the cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online and not combined. One site only on white mat, no cash or credit back on prior purchases, tax and shipping extra.
Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Here we are at 44 past the hour. I'm at the Business Evolution Conference, which is being held in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania this year. Hundreds of people are here to learn more about their businesses. I'm guessing that most of the people here are business people and not people that are running nonprofits. I think that that's the distinction, Jennifer. A lot of times businesses are different. They are run differently when they are for-profit, I think, than nonprofits. A gentleman named Andrew Hewitt is here. He is associated with Game Changers 500. In terms of understanding what Game Changers 500 is about, when I think of 500s, I think of Fortune 500. That sort of, I think all Americans kind of pull that out of when there was a 500. Okay, Fortune did it start. What are Game Changers 500?
Well, Game Changers 500 is different from less like the Fortune 500, Inc. 500, in that we look beyond revenue as our point system. And so we look at a company's environmental and social impact as well.
Why?
Well, business as usual has produced some devastating environmental damage. People are not happy at work. And there's a new way of doing business that treats people well, treats the planet well, and is tremendously beneficial financially as well. So,
do you find that all those things go hand in hand? The moniker Game Changers would indicate what you've just explained. Okay, there's a new world order. We're trying to do things differently, run businesses differently. So what do you say to the CEO of Monsanto? Well, rather than drop dead.
Well, first of all, the game has changed, and there's a lot of data now that shows that integrating purpose with profit is actually tremendously good for business. And so, for example, there's a study done, written about in the book called Firms of Endearment, and they found that companies that were purpose-driven outperformed the S&P 500 by 14 times over a 13-year period. And so, yes, these things now are proven to go hand-in-hand, because when you treat people well, your employees well, they'll be more engaged, they're more likely to stay with you, they're more likely to be more productive. And so, and a lot of the environmental strategies are also helping reduce costs, use less energy, less materials. So these are all good for the bottom line as well.
Many people who hear you explaining this would think to themselves, this is the inmates running the asylum. It sounds to me like we're trying to pander to the employees. I don't know how you run a business, my own experience, without having good employees. And in order to have good employees, you have to at least treat them. They have to know you're a human being. You may not treat them the best all the time, because not everybody's the same. But on the other hand, we've heard here at this conference that the millennials, the up-and-coming workforce, is, if anything, not faithful, changes job on a whim. And so how is it that we're, even if it's a good company and led well, they're coming in and they're going out, they have no loyalty. So how do you counter that?
Well, the companies that are leading with purpose do have loyal workers. They build what I like to call a tribe culture, where you feel more like you're part of the family. You're on a path towards a history-making mission. That builds loyalty. That builds trust and commitment. And that's what the millennials want. And so they're not willing to settle working for just a profit-at-all-cost corporation. That's why we're seeing them bounce around so much.
But we are told that profit, the motive, the CEO of most corporations is judged on the return. If it's a public company, he or she is going to be judged on how well the stock does. That's pretty much the only measure the board of directors cares about. So how do you change that thinking?
I think the best way to change that thinking, Doug, is to show that by caring about people, all stakeholders, not just employees, customers, everybody down the supply chain, and by caring about the planet, by actually measuring your imprint, that actually leads to better business performance. So it's actually not, we're not just trying to get people to change behaviors for behavior's sake. We're actually doing it because it's actually creating a better bottom line as well. I would love for people just to do it for the goodness of their heart, but let's face it, you know, businesses are run like machines, especially these large corporations. And so to help move them across the line to more of this for-benefit model of business that we see in companies like Tom's Shoes or Patagonia, for the large corps, we have to make the business case, and the business case is there, and it's strong.
All right, let's talk about some of the, you named a couple here, the game-changing 500. What other common brands will we recognize as being on that list?
Well, people talk about a lot about Google. You know, they're famous for an incredible work environment and all the perks their employees have. They are a great example, and they're a unique case, right? I love Patagonia as an example because they've been doing this before it was cool. Across their supply chain and how they make their clothes, their recycle programs, how they treat their employees, a great example of maximizing benefit. And there's a lot of companies that people haven't heard of. You know, one of Fast Company's 50 most innovative organizations is called Recycle Bank, and they use gamification to help communities recycle. It's structured as a for-profit, although they have a certification called B Corp to show that they're dedicated to maximizing benefit. And they're having tremendous success. They've helped recycle over $1 billion pounds of trash because of this innovative for-benefit business model.
All right. So in 60 seconds, the person who's starting a business, what does he or she need to know from the get-go about following this course? You've hit a bone, or you've hit the pulse of whoever it is that's starting the company wants to know more about how they can follow this, your advice or your lead.
So when you're starting company, the first thing to ask is, what do you stand for? Don't get overwhelmed with mission, purpose, vision statements. Just start with, what is your why? Why are you doing this? Why? What are you doing that's making the world a better place? And then backtrack from there. What's your strategy for meeting that mission that you're out to achieve? And then how are you going to measure if you're on track beyond just financial performance?
What's your website?
GameChangers500.com.
Very clever. We worked a long time trying to figure that out, right? GameChangers500. Changers with an S. GameChangers500.com. All right, thank you. Very nice to have you here. Andrew Hewitt, who's here with me at the Business Evolution Conference in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 51 after the hour, and good day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dip, do not swipe your credit card as of today anyway. Greg Steffen is here, who's our technology expert. He is the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine, and in that position, he's all over the Europay MasterCard and Visa card, the new credit cards with the chip. What does this do for you if you have them? Fine. If you don't have them, what does that mean? Because there was some kind of an October 1st deadline. We've been dancing with this all week long. Now we've gotten ourselves to October 1st. So what's next? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
When you buy Napa's 5-gallon 90th anniversary bucket for $2.99, almost anything you can stuff in it is 20% off. Like shop towels, grease guns, buffing pads, spark plugs, tire brush, ice scrapers, and glass cleaner. That's a bucket load of stuff. So pick up a Napa bucket for $2.99 today and start saving 20% on anything you can fit inside. Conquer the job with Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, minimum 3 items. Some exclusions apply. Offer good while supplies last.
All right, let's sort of faff this out, Greg. Greg Steffen from Men's Health Magazine is here. The credit card technology that supposedly gets an upgrade as of today, the banks should have supplied you with a new credit card that has a chip in it. I look at the numbers, Greg. It looks like 60% of the folks listening to this program right now haven't gotten theirs yet. If you're a merchant, you need new credit card readers that make you dip, not swipe. All right, let's start with that. Dipping versus swiping. Explain that.
For us as consumers, this is the hardest part of this transition. So we're accustomed to quickly swiping our magnetic stripe, and you know, most of us have figured that out by now.
Right.
Now what you're going to do, as you said, is you're going to dip. It's much more like an ATM machine where you slide the card in. But here's where it gets tricky, and I'm not being facetious about this. We've been trained now with ATM machines to push your card in and then pull it out. If you pull it out, it messes up the entire transaction, and then have to start all over again. So you have to train yourself to push it in and take your hand away. Don't touch the card again. You have to leave it in there and wait until on the screen it tells you the transaction is complete.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take, it takes longer. Your transactions at the cash register are going to take longer, because what's happening is when you swiped, there was a static set of data on that magnetic strip. So if somebody got your card or the data from that strip, they could use it somewhere else. This is different. There's actually two-way dynamic conversation going on between your card and the processor, and what's being created is a one-time transaction code. And that's important, and it's good, because if somebody breaks into the database of the company you just made your purchase from and they get that one-time transaction code, it doesn't matter. It was a one-time code. They can't reuse it. And that's where a lot of the security comes from.
All right, so what happens if you go into a store and they haven't got the new reader? What does that do to your transaction?
Well, this is part of where it's going to be so confusing for all of us, because in some places you'll still swipe because they're not set up with the new reader. In some places you'll push your card in and leave it until it tells you to pull your card out. And you won't be able to tell by looking at the reader, because some companies, well, any company with a dipping reader will also have the ability to swipe, because not all cards have the chip yet. And some companies that have the readers where you can dip aren't set up to dip yet, so you'll continue to swipe. So frankly, the next 6 or 8 months are going to be a lot of people being very confused at the cash register, and just get used to it. It's going to take you longer to buy things.
Is it really safer? Really?
It really is safer. And the good news is that they've been using this technology in Europe and other parts of the world for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So this is,
I guess
been,
the
this
question
is tried
why
and true.
Why are the banks here so behind? Why are we so far behind them?
I don't know the answer, but I suspect it's because we are so big. It was so costly.
So
and the price of the technology probably had to come down.
All right. There's the word. Look at the new credit cards. And they haven't got them yet. Greg Stebbin here with us on Good Day. It's 59 past the hour.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot. And Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in anytime to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online are not combined. One site only on white mat. No cash or credit back on prior purchases, tax and shipping.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.